All right, guys, let's get started. This is the Long Room Podcast, episode 3, and I'm your host. My name is Joel. I've been gone for a while. I've not been recording for quite some time. I've been busy with my master project. I just submitted my project, and along the line, my other MacBook hard drive SSD crashed. So I lost all my files, all my folders, all my documents. So I've been really feeling not so good for a while. So first and foremost, I would like to give my deepest condolences to the victims of this act of terrorism that happened in New Zealand. May God grant the families the heart to bear their losses. It has been a much madness month. Crazy things is happening or has been happening around the world. A few days ago, it was the Ethiopia airline that crashed. Almost 153 people died. There is a building that collapsed in Nigeria, and a lot of students died at the same time. And there's another building in another state in Nigeria that collapsed. So it has been very bad month so far. And to me, I personally lost a friend to an accident, a motorbike, or whatever they want. We call it motorbike in Thailand. Accident. May his soul rest in peace. And now back to this senseless act of violence that happens in New Zealand. I just want to know. I've been asking myself these very questions. What point is he trying to prove? Why would you go into a place of worship where people are worshiping with a gun and killed people? What points are you trying to prove, and to whom is he trying to prove this point? I've been thinking to myself and kept asking myself these questions, like, what happens to humanity? What happens to compassion? Why can't we all be of one race? Why can't we just be of human race? Why would one think that your race, the color of your skin, is superior over other people? Why would you think your religion, the God you serve in, the God you believe in, your belief, why would you think it's superior to other beliefs? Why would you think your culture is more richer than other culture? Why would you think as a human being that you're superior over other human being that has two legs, two hands, one head? Why would you think that? Why would you do this? Why would you go on this senseless act of killing innocent people? Why? What point are you trying to prove? And to whom are you trying to prove this point? I know things has been crazy all over the world for the time being. I know we're going through a phase in this life where I can't even imagine what next generation is going to be. We've been fighting against religion tolerance, against ethnicity tolerance. We've been fighting, we've been trying to conquer this war of racism. We've been fighting against racism, against discriminations, against all sort of things that we want to live in a better world, we want to live in a better planet, we want to live in a better earth, we want to leave this world to people who will enjoy the unity we've brought to this world. But for the time being, it has been totally opposite. The rise of left wing is rising. The rise of left wing, why can't we be in one accord? Why can't we be in unity with each other? Why can't we be human for a minute? Why can't we just love each other? Why would we try to create this imaginary border, building imaginary wall to segregate ourselves from each other? Why can't we love peace over war? Why must you go into other people's space to kill them, to violate them? What point are you trying to prove? What joy are you deriving from this? This is my question. This is what I'll be asking. And these questions I'll be asking, I'll be talking to friends. I'll be trying to bridge this gap. I'll be trying to bridge this gap between human. I'll be making friends. I don't give a shit what your nationality is. I don't give a shit the color of your skin. I don't mind where the fuck you come from. I just want us to be in a peace. I just want us to have a dialogue, discuss. We don't have to always agree on something. You might have a totally different opinion, but you don't have to be opinionated. You don't have to force me to believe what you believe in, but just believe what you believe. I believe what I believe, and let us live in peace. Let us live in unity. Let us see ourselves as only one race, which is human race. Why must you or anybody else think that their race is better than other people's race? Why would you ever think like that? Why would you ever subject yourself to this senseless act of violence? Why must it be violent against another human being? Because they have different skin, they serve different God, they believe different culture, they are not of the same religion as you are, they are not of the same ethnic group from where you came from, they don't have the same color or the same color of your skin, they are not of the same gender. Why would you do that? Why can't us just see ourselves as one and live in harmony and live in peace and love one another, love each other? We might disagree, which is bound to happen. Let's disagree to agree on things. Let's move on. Let's love each other. Let's love one another. That is what I could say. And this sense of entitlement has to stop. This act of blaming other people, it has to stop. It really has to stop. So I was reading the news, and this senator in Australia that gave a press release and still blaming the victims. This has to stop. This really has to stop. I mean it. I came from a country where 50% are Muslim, 50% are Christian. I have my own reason of stopping believing in any religion. I'm spiritual. I believe in God. And I see every human being as equal. But these days, religion is not preaching peace. The religion is not preaching unity anymore. They're segregating people. It's not a religious war. It's not who is superior. It's not whose God is better. We're serving the same God. The same God. We are all same human. Living others under heaven. With different skins, different color, but same human. We have same futures. We have the same identity. It doesn't really matter if your skin is white, black, purple, yellow, green. I don't give a shit what your skin color is like. I don't see that. But I kept asking myself, as a black man, whenever people perform this ignorant act of racism against me, ask myself, what makes you different than I do? Just because I'm darker in my complexion? Just because we don't have the same culture? That means you have to do this to me. Or that means I'm less of a human than you are. Because I'm Christian, because I'm Muslim, because you're Buddhist, why would we use something that's supposed to unify us to segregate ourselves? Why must we use your religion that was supposed to preach peace to segregate ourselves or to fight each other? Why must we use color? We're supposed to be things that we unify us. We're supposed to be rich in diversity. Why must this color be the things that is tearing us apart? We're supposed to be so happy that we have a diverse belief, which we can learn from each other and make it one. We're supposed to be happy that we have a diverse culture. You learn my culture, I learn your culture, which makes us unique. Why must we hate each other because we have different beliefs? Why must we hate each other because we believe in different religion? Why must we hate each other because our skin is different? Our skin pigment is different. Why must we hate each other because you're from different ethnicity? Why? It has been a much madness month. And we human, we have done more to divide us than we've done to unify us. We really have to do better. We really have to do better. We have to do better. Because I still can't believe that we human, we're going on a war against each other. Because of what? Because of what? I can't get it. It's not making any sense to me at all. Why are we fighting each other? Why? I don't know. And I really want to know these questions. Why are we fighting against each other? Why are we killing each other? Why are we segregating each other? Why can't we be of love? Why can't we be in peace? Why can't we unify ourselves? Why can't we make this world a better place for us to live in harmony? Why can't we do that? Why? Why are we fighting each other? And I really hope someone will answer this question for me as soon as possible. This is the episode 3 of the Lone Room Podcast, and I'm your host. My name is Joel. This is live from Thailand, Bangkok. I don't know, man. I'm just speechless. I don't know how to start this podcast. I don't have a structure for this podcast. I just think I have to put this out because deep in my heart, there is a pain, a huge pain, and I've been taking to myself since this beginning of this month. We are at the early stage of the year and terrible things has been happening all over the world. Terrible news is coming out from different places. Why can't we just love ourselves? Why can't we just love ourselves? I know we're not perfect. And what makes us great is our imperfection. We don't have to be perfect. We're not striving to be perfect. But what we must strive in to do is to unify our imperfection and realize that we're not perfect. And I know where we're flaws. I know where we are not perfect at. And work on that aspect. We must keep working on humanity. We must keep loving ourselves. We must keep showing love to each other. We must keep showing compassion to each other. We must keep loving ourselves, irrespective of your ethnicity, your religion, your skin tones, your beliefs, your culture, whatever it is. Let's love one another. And before I end this ranting, I want to say again, I want to pray, may God grant those who have lost their life to any form of act, be it accident, be it plane crash, be it the act of terrorism, may God grant them heaven and may their soul rest in peace. And this is episode 3 of the Lone Room Podcast. And I'm your host. My name is Joe. And I also have another podcast where I co-host with. It's the Other Room Podcast. So I'm trying. It's been a conflict. I don't know which one I'm on right now. The Lone Room Podcast is a podcast with no structure where I just come to voice my opinion and to say things the way I say it. While the Other Room Podcast is a podcast based on pop culture, on politics, and other things. The Other Room Podcast, I have a co-host, which is my brother. And the Lone Room Podcast is a single, it's a solo podcast of mine where I just come, talk about things that I think it's necessary to talk about. And today, I don't have much to say, But I just want to put this on record that killing each other is not the way forward. But loving each other, it is. The only way human race can sustain this earth, the only way we can live as long as we wish to live on earth, is by loving each other. It's not by killing each other. Death is inevitable. We cannot escape that. But we should let that come naturally. We don't have to go ahead and erase ourselves out of this world. There is a war in every angle on this planet. There is a natural disaster in every angle of this planet. There is global warming. There is things are happening. Mother Nature is really angry. But what can we do to solve those problems? We don't have to contribute to it. We don't have to add to these problems. We don't have to add to the problem we already caused by our negligence. The problem we have already caused by our I don't care, I don't give a shit act. We don't have to add to it. We should be finding a way. We should be finding a way to solve those problems, not by adding to it. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. People are suffering all over the world. People are going through things. People are really going through hardship. It's hard. There's a financial issue around the globe. We should be finding a solution to that. And you think killing other people because in the place of worship, because they don't have the same beliefs as you, because they don't believe the same religion as you, and you think killing them will solve the problem? And you think killing them will make you happy or will make you superior over other people? Or killing them will make them less of a human being? Why are you crossing? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to yourself? And why are you doing this to the world? People are living in fear. Anxiety is increasing. Depression is increasing. These are happening to people. People are living in fear. Different type of fear, financial fears. And you think making the place of worship unsafe is the only way out? You think making the place of studying is the only solution? Making the place of study unsafe to people is the only solution? And I believe this saying that says, God don't kill people, people kill people. But that doesn't erase the fact that God give them the urge to go on this killing spree. Why must we have a gun? Even before this act of killing happened, I've been asking myself these questions, I think since on Monday. What is the purpose of gun? Why must you see other human beings as a threat? Why do you have a gun? For what purpose do you have your gun? And what are you trying to do with the gun? I've been asking myself these questions. I've been thinking like there's a lot of people who love their firearms. I've never touched one. I have touched one, but I have never shot a gun. I've witnessed war. My village was attacked years back. In 1996, and it was a war for two or three years. We get attacked on a daily basis. I've seen people die. Friends, family, I've watched them get shot. And I ask myself, what is the purpose of gun? And I seem can find the answer to this. Because deep down inside my heart, I know I don't need a gun. You're not my enemy. We're not enemies. I don't need a gun. And what am I going to do with it? Because I see other people as a threat? Because I'm a threat to other people and I feel the need of defending myself? If we all have this mentality that we don't need a gun, we don't need a gun, we don't have to get one. I know a lot of people have different reasons. I still can't figure that out. I know a lot of people think they are always constantly under attack. They feel the need to protect themselves all the time. And me, I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole thing that what you think having a gun is the solution. If we all think we don't need a gun, nobody will be under any threat. If you are at peace with each other, nobody ever need a gun. A moment, let's just practicalize this. A moment, someone, if you have a room full of people, probably 10 to 15 people in a room, and everybody are unarmed, nobody has any weapon with them, and a person with a gun just stepped in, everybody will be panicking. We feel unsafe. Every individual there feel unsafe because we have someone with a weapon of mass destruction. Someone that can kill at least 8 to 10 people on a go. Now we feel unsafe. Now we see each other as an enemy. We're not friends anymore. I'm just speaking for myself. I don't know how other people feel about gun. I've never been to any military trainings, but I've seen people killed. I've watched people shot. But this still don't give me enough reason to go get a gun. This is not enough for me to think gun is very necessary. My point is, don't get me wrong, my point is, if we are all living in peace with each other, if we see ourselves not a threat to each other, to one another, if we see ourselves as a human, not an animal, what is the point of killing each other? What is the point of having a gun if you're not a hunter? What is the point? This idea that we are not of the same race is killing me. This idea that we have to protect ourselves against each other is killing me. This idea that someone is constantly trying to bring you down, trying to kill you, is killing me. Now, I can't even have an argument with somebody without double-checking, without watching my back, without the fear of getting shot. I can't even go to a place of worship anymore without the fear of getting killed. I can't even go to school anymore without the fear of getting shot. I can't even go to nightclub anymore I can't even gather in a place where there's crowd anymore without the fear of getting shot. Why are we after each other's life? Why are we trying to kill each other? What points are we trying to prove? And to whom are we trying to prove these points? Those remain my greatest unanswered questions. And I will keep finding solution to this until I find the answer. Because the moment we start seeing each other as a threat, that is the moment we start losing ourselves. The moment we start seeing each other as of different colors, that is the moment we are not of the same human race. The moment we start seeing ourselves as not of the same beliefs, that is the moment we are losing this planet Earth. The moment we start seeing each other because we don't believe in the same God. But let me break the news to you. God is love. And I'm waiting for the time any religion can prove this otherwise. We all serve the same God. You might call your own God different. Your own God might be of different gender. Your own God might be of might have different names. But be you Christian, be you Islam, Buddhist,
Judaism, wherever religion you are, we all serve the same God. And the God we serve is love. There is no one single religion that preaches hate. Every religion preaches love. And we must start obeying those rules. We must start loving each other more. If we have love for one another, there is no point of killing each other. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to hurt someone that you love? Why would you want to kill someone that you love? Why would you want to do that? I'm just wondering, man. I don't know, man. I really don't know this, man. I haven't seen my parents for some years now. My prayer every day is to God to keep her alive, to keep my mom's alive, to keep my brothers and sisters, friends and family alive till we meet again. Because the world we live in right now is becoming dangerous every single day. And when some people goes out, they're not even sure if they're coming back home. And some people at home who are not even sure they're going to see the next day. Why? Why must we be living in fear instead of us living in peace? Why fear? Why not peace? Why can't we just all be in peace with each other? This world is going crazy, man. I can't figure this out, man. I really cannot figure it out. And before I end this podcast, I just want to shout out to everybody out there who is building love within themselves, who is seeing above this hate that is spreading across the world now. And I know internet is part of this. I know there's extremists who are getting connected on internet. As an IT student, I know how all this works. I know there's a lot of dark web society, a lot of private conversation that is happening around the world about hate, about terrorism. But my question is, why can't we just love ourselves? A lot of people are fighting personal demons. A lot of people are fighting their inner demons. They're trying to do better every day. I get it. I understand it. We are having a battle. We're fighting within ourselves. It's either financial battle, like depression, anxiety, or whatever you want to call it. We are all fighting battles one way or the other, but we don't have to lose ourselves. We don't have to lose the battle before we even know if you're fighting any battle. You have to conquer those battles. And conquering those battles is by doing better than the battle you're fighting. It's by proving to this battle that I'm way above you. Why can't we just love each other? Why can't we value our diversity? Why can't we take advantage of this very diversity? If you're white, black, yellow, purple, green, red, pink, whatever color you see yourselves, why can't you learn from people who are of different color and find love in their culture and find peace in their beliefs and find tolerance or whatever you want to call it in their way of life? Why can't we learn from each other and integrate all this learning into one thing and live as we are made to live as a human race? Why can't we just do that? And to me, this is really so easy to do. This is so easy to do. If you can eat, as a black man, if I can eat Asian food, that means I love the culture. If I eat Western food, that means I love the culture. Why can't we just take this life like a food? Eat from different culture, from different ethnics. You're going to love it. For sure. I love Mexican food. I love Arab food. I love Western food. I love Asian food. And the same thing goes to the people. I love Mexican. I love Westerners. I love black. I love whites. I love Asians. I love Arab. I love Middle Easterns. I love everybody. Why can't we just live in love? Why can't we do that? Why can't we just do that? Why must we hate each other? Why must we preach hate? I have a Buddhist friend. I have Islamic friends. I have a Christian friend. I have friends from all over the world. We all believe in different things. We have different culture. But the thing I always find facilitating is when my friends are telling me about their culture, and I love it. I want to experience it because I don't have that in my culture. That means I want to learn their own culture. Enjoy their culture. Have the same feeling they feel when they see their culture. The same thing should happen to all of us. We learn from different cultures so that we can treat each other as one. And the fun part is, almost all this culture we're talking about are interconnected. You might think African culture is completely different from Western culture. Hey, no, it's not completely different. We have a lot in common than we think. We have a lot that unites us, that unites us than we think that separates us. Just because you're Western, just because you're African doesn't mean you are totally created differently with different culture. We have similar culture. And we should take advantage of that. We should really take advantage of that. We should learn from each other, appreciate each other, appreciate our culture, appreciate our religion, appreciate who we are. We don't have to preach religion differences. Muslim, you don't have to see Christian as your enemy. Christian, you don't have to see Muslim as your enemy. Muslim, you don't have to see Buddhist as your enemy. Buddhist, you don't have to see Muslim as your enemy. We are all one, and let's appreciate that. I want to stop this ranting, but I don't know how to stop it. And I'm 34 minutes in. I don't even know how to stop this. This is driving me nuts. I just want all of us to live in peace and harmony. I just want us to love each other. I want us to show love, not hate. And I want us to appreciate each other's culture, complexion. And I want us to love one another. I think I will end it here. And I pray whatever God you serve or whatever God you believe in will touch everybody's heart to live a better life and to live a better legacy for people who are coming behind us. And I want you all to stay in peace. Leave me a comment. Tell me how to improve on this podcast. This is the Lone Room Podcast, and I'm your host. My name is Joy. I'll see you next time. Bye.